clue. Tom Bishain Mistavim Boylecho. One place is first, the person is forcing you to eat. And now you make this statement, obviously you mean to say is, I do not want to eat by you. And you're bothering me so much, so I'm going to make a shvua that I will not eat. Like the more explained. Matnis in and out, Mishnah, Bishain Mistavim Boylecho. Nobody is forcing you to eat. Therefore, the statement you say, you mean what you say. If you make a shvua sho'ichol, that I will eat, you mean to say that today you will eat. But rights, and this rights to the three lishonos here, the case is talking about the mistarvim boylecho, that you buy your friend's house, and he's bothering you, come on, eat up here, come on, stay and eat. And you're telling him, no, 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 I don't want to eat. Ukoma, you say back to him, lo yachilma, I do not want to eat. V'lo yachilma, I do not want to eat. So therefore, when the person keeps on bothering you, you mean to make a shvua that what? I swear I will not eat by you now. When you swear, this is what you mean to say. I'm swearing that I will not eat from you. Even though it's lashon was shavua shoichel lecho, what he meant to say, like Rashi says, shavua shoichel lecho, the yisra shavua yehei olai ma shoichel mishalecho. What he meant to say is, the food that you want me to eat from yours should be to me with an yisra shavua. It's only over here because the person was first forcing him, come and eat. And you're saying, no, no, no. So now when you swear, for sure we understand what you mean is that the food that you want me to eat should be offered to me with an Issa Shua. Therefore, there's no Sira. So when a person is not being forced, then Shaykhul means I will eat. Ravashi Yomar Tini Shua Shiyach Lecha. Ravashi says, no. Change around this brighter. That the bride means he swore she'i oichlocho, that I will not eat from you. She'i oichlo. So Rav Ashi Yomah Tini learned shvua she'i oichlocho. It should be learned as shvua that I will not eat from you. That's what the bride means. So Murray's question, Ihochi, if so, Malam Emer, what do you have to tell me? The Korb Shita, what's the Kiddush of this bride then? So Murray says, yes, Mal the time I would have thought to say, Lishna the Iskelei lei. His mouth, his tongue, just slipped. He did not really mean to say she, but really what he meant to say is shvua shaykolako. But he started to say shvua shishishishu. So he said she, it was just a slip of the tongue. And maybe really he does not mean it. So we're going now that shvua shaykolako means I swear I really. But the chiddush is now the person said shvua she'i yoichol. So the question is, what does she'i yoichol mean? That he just slipped. And say she, or does it really mean it? That's the Kiddush. No, he really means what he's saying. And he means to say, Shvua she'i oichlecho, that I will not eat from you. That's what he meant to say. Rashi says, Nichshav le'niskavim le'mishi, just slipped. He didn't really mean to say the word she. That's why I would have thought, Kamashma no, that l'maisi means it, and therefore to Shvua I will not eat. But usually, she'oichlecho means I will eat. Turn around, but look at a verse like this. Mevate ishvua. Person says lashon of mevate. This bread should be mevate to me. You mean to make it into a shvua? Lashon shvua. Issa shvua. You say lashon issa that this bread should be issa to me. Also, you mean to swear that you cannot eat it. Issa issa. You say issa. It means an issa. We'll soon see what this means. But imato oimer issa shvua chayis. When you say the word issa, then it depends what you mean. If you say, it's a shvua chayit, you meant to make a swear that you should not eat, and therefore if you do eat, you chayit a korban. But if you do not say the word shvua, then you're potter. So we'll soon see it doesn't make any sense. Rashi says, isa. I don't know, it's like so this. Potter. So what are you telling me? Imato oimer isa shvua, you're telling me that when a person says the word isa, then it depends what he means. If he also adds the word shvua, then he's chayim. Is that true? He just got finished saying, issa shvuhi. First the Brisa said that both the word mevata means a lashon shvua, and the word issa means a lashon shvua. So the word issa, you tell me, the person says, kikazeh, issa alai, you mean to say this bread is also to me to eat? So what are you telling me now? When he says the word issa, it depends. That if he adds the word shvua, then he's chayiv. If he does not add the word shvua, then he's potter. What do you have to add the word shvur for? He just told me the word iser itself means a lashon shvur. The Yehomart, he just said, iser shvur. So Marin says, Amar Abaya, hochi koma. This is what the Braisa means to tell us. Mevate shvur. Shvur. First it says the word mevate, that's the lashon of a shvur. Mevate itself means a lashon shvur. Iser, when a person says iser, that this bread should be also, then mitzvah b'shvua. What it means to say is he wants to be tofas, means grab a hold, this should be like a shvua. The Rashi says, Hokikoma, mevate shvua. Koine mevate kikas ze'olai. This bread should be mevate to me, koine shvua shaloyach lenu. He meant to say, a swearing, I will not eat it. And if you eat it, you chayav a korban el v'yerin. Issa though, that's mitzvah b'shvua. Israelai kikazu. Somebody says this bread should be issa to me. Harehu to me, what do you like? Shenishbala kika. That first you swear you're not going to eat this bread. So you put like an issa shavu upon you that you cannot eat this bread. For chazav yoma, then you go and say a second time, al kika racha on a second piece of bread. Harezeh kizeh. That the second piece of bread should be to me like the first bread. That's called shehitzvis es hasheni berishin. You compare a second one to the first one. That's called hatfasa. That you want the kedusha, the iser, upon the first bread to go now upon the second bread. The more saying the person says lashon of iser. If you say kika ze iser alai, it's like you are saying that this bread should be matfis, should be like another bread that's also with a shvua. That's what you meant to say. Now,
we'll say
more folks about it. So Martha the Merit like this. Issa, what does that mean to say? Rashi says, Umayu Isura Shalitazir. Now what's the halacha? You're telling me when you say the word Issa, it means like you'd be mitzvah Peshvua. So what is the halacha if you say one piece of bread should be like another piece of bread that's also to you with a shvua? What is the halacha? So it depends. If you hold that when you matfis one bread in another bread that you made a shvur on, it's considered like you're speaking out a shvur now, therefore you'll be chayav a korban el v'yerid if you eat the second piece of bread. If you hold it's not k'moytzi shvur, then you'll be potter, Rashi says. Somebody says, Issa kika ze olai. For that alone, chayiv korban if you eat the bread. Because the loshen of Issa means you're like being matzvus now. You want to grab a hold of another Issa that's on another piece of bread and put it on this one. That's the shaila. If you use a lashon hatfasa, is that like your mitzvah shvua now? That's what the Braisa means to say. That iser is totally in the shaila if matzvah b'shvua is chayiv enough. Now the Gemara says, "Umimai de mevata shvua." How does the Braisa know to say that the word mevata? That's like you're saying a lashon shvua. The pasuk says, "Oy nefesh ki shisova levata b'sfasayim." The person makes a shvua. And the Lashon is Levate Mitzvasayim, he speaks out with his mouth. Issa, so therefore the word Levate means a Shvua. Where it says, if so, Issa Nami, the more you said the word Issa, is only a Matzvis B'Shvua, Issa itself is also a Lashon Shvua. The Pasuk says, Kol Nedev Kol Shvuas Issa. Those are Lashon of Shvuas Issa. It's like it says Levate Mitzvasayim, it says Shvuas Issa. So I should also say the word Issa means the Lashon Shavua itself. So was it Ella true? It's from a different passage though. Ella Mimai, the Issa, Mitzvah Shavua. Why are you telling me then that Issa only means the Mitzvah Shavua? So we're here the passage of Mashma, the Lashon Shavua itself. So why are you telling me it's a Hatzfas only? There's this, because there's another passage that says, I also Issa al Nafsha, the Shavua. But this is what he's making Issa upon himself with the Shvua. So it says, Oy Osra Issa, Bishvua, Rashi says, Mashma, Shosarti Yomatfasosoi, Bedover Shinish Polot Kvar, that you've been totally this in something else. So this person is Mashma, Yosra Issa. You're making an Issa now, which depends upon something else that's offered already. If so, mevatanami, when a person says that this bread should be a mevatolai, also, nami, the focus says, lefola sheyavatu adam bishvua. Anything you are mevata in a shvua, which should be mashma, that first you make a shvua on a different piece of bread. And now you say, mevata kikazer, the second bread should be to me, meaning like the first bread. So maybe a lashon mevata is also only your being matzit. You're saying this should be like that, but not that it itself is the original lashon ashvua. So why do you say mevata is original lashon shvua, and the word isra is not? It should both be equal. Ela rather amar abaya, mevata shvua mihocha. Why do I say the word mevata means the shvua from over here? The pasuk says, v'imho yosi eliyish, unadoreho leho. She's married, and she has... Why is see Eliyish? No, the real law, yes, that she's married now, and she still has a durum on her. Oy mevates vaseho, asher osra anavsho. So it says to what she has the durum, and she, or else she has mevates things that she spoke out from her mouth, that she made osra on herself. V'yilu shvua loikoma. Over here it does not say loshen shvua. So what does the word oy mevates vaseho mean? The Quran, that itself is the loshen shvua. V'may osra atzmo. How did she make herself also? The niftah. So see, the word niftah itself is a lashon shvua. So here it doesn't say an extra word shvua. Not that you'd be mevata, you'd be matzvis this in something else, but rather here you're starting out the shvua. The lashon niftah is, I'm speaking out, this piece of bread now should be also to me with a shvua. So mevata means shvua. Is there is only that this should be like something else, you'd be matzvis within something else. Rav Amar Rava says like this, Liyelam really, Amalav, I could tell you, mitzvahs b'shvua lav k'may t'shvum mitzvdami. No, you just are matzvahs b'shvua. You just say, this bread should be to me like another piece of bread that's already offered to me with a shvua that is not considered like you made a shvua now. And you would not be chayiv a korban, you would not be chayiv a malkus. This is what the Braisa means to say then. Mitzvah Shavua. If you say a Lashon Mavata, that's the Lashon of a Shavua. You mean to say this bread should be also to me? It's a Lashon Shavua. Isser Nami Shavua. A Lashon Isser also means a Lashon Shavua. Asrei the Isser. But what kind of Isser does this Lashon have when you say the word Isser? Yeah. Is Hitilu Akosiv. They neder the shvua. The pasuk puts this iser between a neder and a shvua. The Rashi says, "Hayne pirish the iser iser." This is what the Bryce before meant to say. That what is this iser? In Ma'atoyim of Avikov, Rashi says, "Isha shel iser shemati l'chor shu shvua." That's what I'm telling you. That the word iser means a shvua. It's not true. It's not all the shayness, but rather the Torah puts it between a neder and a shvua. Like the Gemara says, Hitel akosiv. Hitilu akosta be neder l'shvua. So it depends. Haitziyu v'loshen neder neder. V'loshen shvua shvua. It depends how you say the word iser. Iser is put in between shvua and neder. Usually the klal is, as Mordechai Dorum says, a shvua is, you're answering yourself on the bread. The main thing is you're talking about yourself. Neder is, it's nisachetza. You're saying the bread should be yosa to me. Kikos ze olai, that's a loshen neder. So if you use the lashon shvua, you always mean a shvua. But here when you say the word iser, it depends how you use it. If you say kikuzer, iser alai, you mean to use it a lashon neder. If you say oser alai, lethal kikuzer, that's a lashon shvua. So the word iser is put in between shvua and neder. It could mean either one, depending upon how you use it. Do you use it with an iser gavra, I not eat it? Or used with an ista chetza, this piece of bread is also on me. That's what the Braisa means. That's the law, that's the chiddush of ista. Now the Gemara says, hey, Ganatilu, where's the pocket that puts the lashon ista in between a shavu and a neder? Sure, it should depend how you say it. It says, v'imbayit isha nadro, oy osra ista anasha, v'shavua. It says here, first lashon of nadro, v'imbayit isha, when she was married, she made the neder, or Yosra Yisrael, she made an Yisrael, Nafsha, Vishvua, the Lashon Shvua. that says the word Isser in between Neder and in between Shvua. So that's the finish. Now, the Lashon Isser, it itself is a Lashon Shvua. It's not a Lashon Hafosa. If you only say this should be like that, it could be you're not chayiv at all. It's not a Lashon Shvua. But the word Isser is a Lashon Shvua. What does the Braisa mean to say? It depends how you use the word. If you use the B'Lashon Gavra, it's a Shvua. B'Lashon Chetza, then it's a Neder. V'yodlo Tamayo, it comes out to Machlokes here, where the Matzis B'Shvua is chayiv or not. That Rav says, Matzis B'Shvua is Potter. Rav says, Matzis B'Shvua is Potter. And the Bayi before said, not like that. The Gemara says, V'yodlo Tamayo, they're going according to their own Tam. Yitma will learn. Matzis B'Shvua. What's the luck if somebody says, Kikah Zeh, this bread should be like another piece of bread that's also to be with an Issa Shvua? Sabayir Omar, Kimoitzi Shvua Vitiv Dami. It's like you spoke out a Shvua, and if you eat the second bread, you'll be Chayyab Kurban El Viyarib Bishoygi. Rav Amar no, Lav Kimoitzi Shvua Vitiv Dami. It's not considered like you spoke out a Shvua. You did not say the second bread is also to be with a Shvua. You only said the second bread should be like the first bread. A Rav holds, that's not considered a Lashon Shvua. The Torah is not Mechadish, Hatzfosa should be Chayit. Therefore, that's the Machlokes of here, that Rav says Lashon Isser in itself is a Lashon Shvua. And Abaye says, no, a Lashon Isser means a Matfis B'Shvua. Next, I have a question. It says, Gemara in the Dorim, a Zeyu Isser on the Torah, what's the real Isser, what's the real Neder that the Torah talks about? What's the main Issa there is? So like this. So Omer, somebody says, Horei Alai, Shloi Oichel Boser, it's upon me not to eat meat, V'shloyesh B'yaynash, not drink wine, Ki Yom Shemesh B'yavit, like the day that his father died, like it's your sight. Rav Ki Yom Shemesh B'yploini, the day that somebody else died. Rav Ki Yom Shenever B'yagadaya B'nechikam, it's from Gedaya. Like the day I saw Yishlaim B'chobona, is also. So somebody says it's a Lashon of Atfoso. He's saying this bread or this wine should be to me the same way on that day I'm not allowed to eat. Now, V'yomah Shmuel says, that we're talking about that on that day already on the yahrzeit, you already have a neder, you're not allowed to eat on the yahrzeit. Or you're not allowed to eat on the day Shinera B'gadaya, there it's better, it's a tzayin, the fast, or else Kiyam Shavuot Yishlam B'chobona, it means that that day you already made Bi'ith Neder. You already made a good Lashon Neder, but on the York side, you're not going to eat. And now, another day of the year, you're saying, I want today to be like that day. That's the Guf Issur. That's the Iker Issur Neder in the Torah, is the Lashon of Atfasa. That you're saying, this should be like that. So, this is the Iker Lashon Neder. So, Moses, this Shleim Alabai, of course, Alabai is very good. Me the Matfis, the Neder, Neder, Mitfis, the Shvua, Shvua. Just like the Monodorm says, that the Iker is through of a Neder, is through Hatfoso, so it's good Abai that he says by Shvua, it's the same Malacha. By Shvua also, if you say, Kik is there, should be a lie, should be also to me, like that bread that's also to me with the Shvua, it's a Lashon, it's considered like Meitzi Shvua Mepivdami. Just like by Neder, that's the Iker Issa, who was in by Shvua also,